Second Advent, Friday C. First posted December 11th, 2009. 1 Corinthians 4:1-5 Servants of Christ. Christians should be regarded as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. 1 Corinthians 4:1. As stewards we must be worthy of trust. Human judgment is not what counts, even one's self-judgment. One is not acquitted by one's own judgment. It is the Lord's judgment that matters. We must not declare judgment before the time of God's judgment and the day of Christ's return. Christ will reveal what is now hidden in darkness and will disclose the inner intentions of the heart. Then every individual will receive his verdict from God. Commentary. Christians are by definition born again. John 3:3, 5-8, disciples, students, followers of the teachings, Acts 11:26, of Jesus Christ. We are to learn to serve Jesus and carry in his mission of bringing forgiveness and salvation to a spiritually dying world. Born-again disciples are to make born-again disciples as we have seen exemplified in Jesus' earthly ministry and as he has commanded in the Great Commission Matthew 28:19-20 and in the conversion and ministry of the Apostle Paul's entry for Wednesday to Advent, year C. Jesus invited people to follow his teachings by word and example and learn from him. As they did so, he promised to give them the gift, baptism, anointing of the indwelling Holy Spirit. John 14:15-17. As long as Jesus was physically present on earth, the original disciples didn't need the Holy Spirit, but Jesus could only be in one place at a time. John 1:6-7. After Jesus' ascension into heaven, the disciples were to wait in Jerusalem until they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Luke 24:49. Acts 1:4-5-8. Before going into the world with the gospel, the promise of the indwelling Holy Spirit began to be fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. Acts 2:1-13. We have all sinned (disobeyed God's word). Romans 3:23. 1 John 1:8-10. Jesus had to die as the one and only blood sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of our sin and salvation from eternal death. Acts 4:12. John 1:4-6, which is the penalty for sin. Romans 6:23. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Faith, obedient trust in Jesus cleanses us from sin by his blood and makes it possible for us to receive the indwelling Holy Spirit. Only Jesus gives the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. John 1:31-34. Only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. 2 Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:13-14. Romans 8:9b, 1:1, 15-16. The church inherited the role of John the Baptizer to call people to repent, to return to obedient trust in God's word, and to be baptized with water for forgiveness of sin in preparation for them to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The church is to be a disciple-making organization. The true church is a body of born-again John 3:3, 5-8, leaders and members. The church is the new Jerusalem on earth. The church is to disciple converts until they have been born again. Only then are the disciples to go into the world with the gospel. Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8. Tragically, in too many instances, this is not happening. Unless the church makes born-again disciples, there won't be any born-again apostles and leaders. Some mainline denominations are not only not making born-again disciples, they're actually discouraging and hindering their members from seeking and receiving the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit by assuring them that the Holy Spirit is automatically conferred by some ritual such as water baptism or confirmation of baptized members. See false teachings, sidebar, right home. It takes born-again disciples to make born-again disciples because they obviously are the only ones who know what they need and how to get it. They are the stewards of the mysteries of God. The church is to speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15. The purpose is to save those who are lost, not to condemn them, although the unsaved may perceive it as condemnation. See John 3:17-21. It is not loving to allow the lost to believe they are saved. There are lots of false prophets and false teaching in the world and even in the nominal church today. The test of doctrine is the Bible, the Word of God. False teaching and false prophets thrive because church members don't read their Bibles. The Bible is the only way. Protect oneself from spiritual deception. See Free Bible Study Tools, sidebar, top right. There is a day of judgment coming when every person who has ever lived will be accountable to God for what they have done in this lifetime, and the righteous judge and the standard by which we will be judged is Jesus Christ. Those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord, who have trusted and obeyed Jesus, will have been spiritually reborn by the presence of the Holy Spirit within them and will enter eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven. Those who have rejected Jesus, who have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus, will be condemned to eternal death and destruction in hell with all evil. Matthew 25:31-46. 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.